This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, November 26, 2016. We're in hour three of the broadcast, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. And, hey, at least it isn't boring. You know, one of the reasons I wanted to do a broadcast like this was to let people call in and speak their mind. And I think you could probably put me up against any RBN host or any of the rest as far as letting people speak, if they can just keep it, tolerable. You can criticize me, doesn't matter. I got a pretty darn thick skin, but whatever, you know, whatever you start using the profanity and stuff, they drop your call, whether I do or not. And that's just the way it is. But, not everybody's a happy camper, and I get that. So we shall move forward. But I wanted to finish up just a little bit. This is a story that no one covers. Mainstream media is never, ever, 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 ever going to cover it. And you really don't see it anywhere. The Ursula Haferback story, once again jailed. It is just unbelievable what happens in Germany to people that speak out in the least little bit, that want to question the Holocaust or question really anything. I mean, the German people, the plight of the German people, it would be a great documentary if someone in that area could put together about Ursula Haferback and then Jonathan Bonehill in Great Britain. It is... this is the kind of government and laws that they want to bring about here in the United States. And actually what I opened up with second hour is some of the same thing. This attack on the fake news, they're using this to come after anyone that doesn't go along with their narrative and their agenda. And, you know, the thing about it is, I think that so many people, I think the genie's out of the bottle. I don't think they can put the genie back in the bottle because so many people's turning off to mainstream media. That's why these newspapers are dying. That's why the ratings are plummeting. And that's why now someone can have a website like Daily Stormer, Infostormer.com is a great one, WhiteResister.com. There's so many, they're just exploding. Look at the work that Red Ice Radio is doing. They're streaming these events and doing one heck of a job. Now the technology is to the point to where they have the ability to bring this to a worldwide audience, something that, you know, CNN is never, ever going to do, like cover the National Policy Institute speeches with Richard Spencer and some of the rest that spoke. They're just not going to do it. And without the advent of YouTube and the internet and this kind of technology, we would never know the information that we know. And, you know, that brings up something else. People can educate them so much easier because they've got everything in the palm of their hand to do so. And it makes you wonder why we stay so divided and why we stay on really different tracks of understanding of what's going on in the world. Because, you know, you talk to people out there that get all their information from Fox News, or they get all their information from whatever sources they choose. And then they, like those that do nothing but listen to Rush Limbaugh, which actually I never thought I'd say it and kind of hate to, but prior to the election, I heard some pretty good, you know, a departure at times from, and I don't listen very seldom, But you know, they can't move away from the direction that this information has been pushed and where society is going with it. So they have to come along. It's just like, you know, there was a great article that was written about how Paul Joseph Watson attacked Trump as an Illuminati shield back in August of 2015, and was and the video is up on Daily Stormer, how he had no possible chance of winning, and he was Illuminati shield. Well, now look at how that whole thing changed. Why did that change? I'll tell you why it changed. Because the audience changed it, and they had to follow. The audience was predominantly Trump supporters, and the broadcast that he's a part of changed to with the wind of the audience. And it's kind of interesting to look back at the positions. I'll be the first to admit my opinions and positions has changed since first coming to RBN. They absolutely have. The more you learn, the more, you know, I did not know when I first came to RBM, I did not know the plight of the people in Germany and people like Ursula Haferbach. I didn't know that this went on. So, I mean, the more you learn, the more your opinions change, and that's just the way it is. We're going to go to the phones. We got Frank in North Carolina. Frank, how you doing?
Fair, man. I wasn't really planning on calling in tonight, but man, that guy wears me out. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm having just a little bit. Go ahead and say something else, Frank.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Hear me okay?
Yep, I got you. It's just a little bit low at the break. I'm going to reconnect with the board up, but I got you. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, that guy, man, Rick in Florida, he just wears me out, that's all. I wasn't planning on calling in tonight, but he wants to call and disrupt the show and make it about whether or not you're a white male or not. And he wonders why he gets no attention, why he gets no respect. He wonders why people don't want to take his calls. You got to be kidding me. If that freaking clown ever called into my show, I would invite him to come meet me, and I would knock his freaking front teeth out. You freaking punk, Rick in Florida. You freaking psychotic little bitch.
Hey, hold on for me 1 second, Frank. Can you hold on 1 second?
Sure.
Mr. Engineer, play the song that I left with you and let me and you reconnect. Could we do that?
Close it.
right. Are you back with me, Frank?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're just having just a little bit of difficulty there. I was having a little bit of trouble hearing you, but, you know, I've kind of grown to, it goes with the territory. I've always thought I've been pretty liberal to let people speak their mind and whatever, even if I disagreed, but you're never going to make everybody happy all the time.
Well, you shouldn't be concerned with making everybody happy either, because you're never going to do that. You have to be true to yourself and to hell with what anybody else thinks.
I agree. I agree with you, Frank. I agree. And I appreciate your support, Frank.
People like Rick in Florida, man. He's got a chip on his shoulder. A lot of these, what do you call them, Christian identity guys are psychotic. They really are. They're just sick, man. I've learned a lot from some people that, you know, go under the moniker of the guise of Christian identity, people like Eli James and whatnot. And I like to hear them talk about their research into Jewish history, that kind of thing. But I'm just not going to buy hook, line, and sinker their Christian identity religion. That's just not my thing. I'm just, I kind of keep religion at arm's length. And these guys, man, what I've learned is if you don't believe everything that they believe, exactly the way they believe it, they want you dead. And what's funny is, they would want themselves dead, too, because what they believe changes over time, right? They modify their own beliefs, and they're like, oh, well, wait a minute, maybe I was wrong about this or whatever. So they should want to kill themselves, too. But it's just funny, man. He wants to call in and start dropping the F-bomb and stuff, and then he wants to point the finger at you like, well, you must be crazy. Why would you not want to take my call? And I've heard him do that on other shows, too. It's not just your show, man. He does that stuff everywhere he goes. And, I mean, I have to wonder, is he a shill? Is he a shill working for the Southern Poverty Law Center? And I'm not just saying that. I think he really could be.
Well, and, you know, Frank, it brings to mind all of us, and you could probably testify to this as much as anybody. I mean, everybody evolves in their learning and their beliefs and where they I heard a phone call from you this past week, which actually defined it perfectly, because you were saying, how did I end up right here? And then you went on to explain how everybody changes and evolves as they get more information and learn. I'm not the same broadcaster with the same opinions that I was when I first came to RBN some, I guess now it's probably been about 4 years. It's been a pretty good while. But I mean, you know, and that's just part of it. People change as they learn more. And so, I don't know. You know, it's just, and I get all kinds of crazy email off of doing this broadcast, and it never really upsets me or bothers me. I just kind of like, wow, and go on. But that's the nature of the beast, you know, and it's another sign of why we have such a difficult time trying to unite to affect change, is because we're so successfully divided.
And basically, a lot of these Christian identity guys, they accuse everybody of being a Jew, a secret Jew. They accuse David Duke of being a Jew. They accuse everybody of being a Jew. And then when you go check their sources, get contact with the sources, they're like, well, no, actually, I never told, you know, Bob that. He's misinterpreting what I said, or he's taking it out of context, and I'm like, oh, my God, man. You know, they want to go and destroy someone's reputation based on nothing. Just because that person doesn't believe exactly their, you know, perspective, their understanding of the Bible, of religion, of God, it's disgusting. And you know, I'm a guy who calls into a lot of, unfriendly radio shows. You know, people that don't want me to call in, don't want me to hear. And man, you know, if I had ever called into those shows talking the way Rick in Florida and some of these guys do, man, I would never have gotten anywhere. And I've gotten a lot of really good information out, but nobody wants to listen to that crap from Rick. I mean, you know, you're going to come on this guy's radio show and start, you know, using, you know, profane words that you know you can't use on the radio. I mean, he's sick. Rick is a sick puppy, and I don't know if this is true or not, but I mean, I've seen some information on the internet that Rick in Florida, his father is a Pole. He's a Polack, and his mother's Jewish. So I mean, I don't know if it's true or not, but you know, that's the kind of stuff he puts out there. So whatever.
Well, let me change the subject on you just a little bit. What did you think about the running down of some of these appointments that I did for Donald Trump? What's your thoughts on that? Because I know you're watching this as well.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm not watching it that closely. I'm trying not to. And I'm really, really busy right now. So it kind of affords me the opportunity to. I'm just waiting for time to pass. I'm waiting for him to actually get in there because I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm very concerned. I'm actually quite disappointed, but not surprised at all either, because I never thought that Donald Trump was someone that we could absolutely trust to, you know, to perform and do what he said he would do or whatnot. I mean, the politicians, they never do. I mean, name one politician that ever has, but I'm glad that he won, because at least now Hillary Clinton is not going to be the president. And he's not going to be able to get away with doing a lot of the things that she would have been able to do, because, I mean, even if the people that voted for him only halfway hold his feet to the fire, I mean, he's not going to be able to come after our guns. You know, he's not going to be able to point somebody openly liberal and anti-gun and whatnot onto the Supreme Court. I mean, who knows? He might not put very good people on there either, and yeah, I'm very concerned. I'm very concerned about, you know, people like Nikki Haley, total traitor to this country. I don't even consider her to be an American. She's a foreigner. Her father is an Indian, from what I understand. And she's engaged in all these, you know, backdoor shenanigans involving these programs of educating and training up these Indians from India to come over and displace American workers. So she's a traitor. And of course, the whole thing with the, you know, the flag, the Confederate flag and all that. But yeah, I'm very concerned what's going on. And I'm just hoping that, you know, that he's crazy like a fox, fly like a fox, and maybe he knows what he's doing. And maybe he's playing the game, a very, very shrewd Machiavellian game, until he can actually get into office and maybe throw some of these you know, neocons and some of these really bad players to the curb. I don't know if we should give, you know, even consider giving him that much credit, but anyway, at least now we're going to get to see what he would do if he got in there. What could someone do? Because we're probably never going to see anybody in his in that position with his money and his level of independence, where he doesn't need, you know, he really doesn't need to be bought off and whatnot. I mean, we may not ever see this again. And I had hope best, you know, hope that, you know, at best, really just hope that Trump would be a just kind of a delaying tactic, just to buy us more time for whatever good we could make of it. But anyway, I'm just kind of in a holding pattern, man. I'm trying not to think the worst, but it doesn't look good.
Well, I'm kind of right there. I'm right there with you, Frank. So the board op said for you to hang on. Don't hang up. The board op wants to talk to you. And we're going to be coming up on a break here, and we've got Fred, then Ken, then Mark coming up. I get everything wrote in order here, but
lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs, which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. 1-800-313-9443. Who is next on the caller list?
That would be Ken.
Ken, okay. Ken in Fort Worth, patiently holding. Thanks, Ken. How you doing tonight?
There you are. I went to the Grassy Knoll last Tuesday on Kennedy's anniversary. Good crowd. Had some speakers. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. In 1963, I got to my unit in Germany, dropped my duffel bag, and rolling up their flags for Kennedy's parade in Hanau, Germany. I missed it by one day. I saw it on YouTube, but I should have been there. Hey, on the 50th anniversary in Fort Worth, they had Bob Schieffer come up there. He's from around the area here. And I waddled up to the microphone. I said, Bob, one shot hit the cement, one hit above the visor, and one went through the windshield. I guess that Oswald was a bad shot. And then I said, how many bullets did they find in the limo? So, and then I watched, the show was on the internet, and I watched it, and they cut me out. I don't get a respect.
Well, you know, it's funny, all the times we've talked about what woke us up or what got us, looking into things. It's very rare that anyone ever brings up, I guess because maybe we're not that old, JFK, but I know... My dad, JFK, was a crucial moment where he totally lost faith in the federal government to tell the truth And, of course, never believed the Lee Harvey Oswald lone shooter farce that they portrayed, and the fact that the Zapruder film was kept from public view for, what was it, 12 years, 13, something like that. I can't remember. But that generation, it's always made me wonder how the generation that was coming along before my generation was able, after JFK, to go along with integration and to continue seeming to have trust in the government as after that event. What's your thoughts on that?
I don't know, but anyway, you could say somebody fired some shots or they fired blanks. It's hard to prove, you know, who fired what. I think three shots were fired from that 6-4. It might have been old Malcolm with the Mauser, and they ran the gun out and brought the Cartano in, and Oswald ran out and went to the movie. He was working, then he went to the movie that same day. I couldn't figure that out at all. Why would he want to go to a movie? Bob Robert Groden on the Grassy Knoll thinks that he went to go see his handler. You know, with the Kennedy thing, there's a lot of different stories. Not only one, they each had stories. Oswald had a story. Ruby had a story. And another one is a lady was on the Grassy Knoll. They called her the Babushka lady. I think of her name, but she was there. Beverly Oliver, she's got a story. She said she was sitting in a carousel club when Ruby was in there. She knew him, and she saw Oswald in there one day watching TV or something. And she didn't want to talk, and she finally came out, and she's up on the grass, you know, on Thursday and by Tuesday, and telling, you know. And anyway, people have to come out. People are still afraid. I can understand that.
Well, you know, even died. When I was like a teenager, they had it on TV, The Men Who Shot Kennedy, and it was like a 5-day series. And I mean, it was just, yeah, it was really unbelievable, the information that they put out. And then you got the Bill Cooper theory that the limousine driver done the shooting. Everybody listening to this probably seen that video. And but, you know, the one thing that we all have to agree on, JFK, with his executive order 11110 and moving away from Federal Reserve notes, he was going in a direction that bucked the system. And we've seen in other countries, and I guess as well here in ours with JFK, when you go to buck the banking system, bad things happen.
Yeah, when I went in, I got $72 silver a month. It's 63. Now, if you put $72 silver on a table now, how much is that worth?
It'd be 72 times about what, $23, $22? What are they bringing now, $20 or something like that?
Could be, if I'd have saved it and put it in a bucket, that's what it would be worth today, if I could have held on to it, you know. But then, you know, in 63, I got silver the whole year, and in 64 was the last year of silver, and 65 they cut
Attention.
It in half.
Caribbean Cruise Line is giving away free cruises to the first 500 callers that register in your area. So get ready to write this number down and act fast. We know that the...
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi folks, in a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
All right, we are back on the alternative media. Baron in the studio. I've switched to the phone line. I was just having too much trouble here in Ken in Fort Worth. Ken, are you still with me? How about Mark? All right, we'll go to Mark in Philly.
Are you there?
Mark, how you doing?
Hello?
What's on your mind, sir? Hello.
Yes, Perrin, I really appreciate you having on Art from the Wilderness on your show. I do appreciate his feedback from the front lines of what he's dealing with trying to sustain from nature and harmonious individuals like himself. And on that subject, it really does blow my mind. I grew up in the Midwest, and I grew up rurally and outside of a, you know, city of about 150,000 population, but I went to a country school. And what blows my mind is to this day why the white folks don't get along better than what they do. Like what you, it seems like you've kind of had that similar experience of getting people to go along with something, and you think they'd be on the same page. Hell, they may not even be in the same book. I wonder sometimes. But then we compare that to these people from the south there, the Mexicans. They seem to put their differences aside, and they work things out. I know they may have their differences, but they do cooperate. They do coordinate. They do correlate. and they figure it out and they survive. I think that white folks maybe haven't had it bad enough to really get it, that we got to work with each other and support each other. Now, Art's experience was there in the countryside as well, trying to work it out with some folks, and it seems like they, I don't know, my experience of being in the Midwest is it seems like there's a lot of big fish in little ponds, you know what I mean? They all want to be their own little king of their own little hill, and instead of trying to figure it out and work things out, although I know there's some that are of that nature to work things out, but it seems like they're in the extreme minority. What do you say about that, Farron?
Well, I agree, and from my experience, you know, in this area, you've got the religious divide, kind of like what Frank was alluding to, and then you've got the race and the class divide. And for some reason, I think you hit the nail on the head. I think it's because white people have had it so good for so long. You know, they've choked down a lot, but they've still maintaining, even though their standard of living obviously is declining, and we're passing off a lower standard of living to the next generation. I think that's undeniable. But they haven't had it hard enough to come together. I had Obamacare had just come into being, and I had a protest against taxes and Obamacare. I mean, I thought everybody hated excessive taxes, and at the time, I mean, everyone was just, in this area, really opposed to the coming of Obama, the mandate have been forced. And it was one of the smallest protests. In fact, it was the last protest that I tried to put together. And when I say protest, it was also an opportunity to pass out information and that kind of thing. And it just showed me that people have not had enough. Now, you could argue on the other side of that, Mark, the Trump phenomenon, the people coming out in the masses, I don't know if you were able to go to a Trump rally, but I went, and this was a huge venue, and it was just jam-packed. I mean, I don't know that everyone even got to go in, and that gave me hope that, you know, the people, and it was predominantly white for sure, have finally had enough, but I don't know if they've had enough to really get involved in making the changes that needed to happen in this country for the sake of our children's future. Because here's what I'd like to ask you, Mark. My biggest problem with this situation now is the demographic changes. This election just shown that if we can't carry Florida and Texas and North Carolina, we can't ever elect another person to president. This may well be the last, because the Hispanic vote coupled with the black vote and this demographic change is going to be too large for a party that maybe really wants to affect change, like the reason we voted for Donald Trump in the first place. What's your thoughts about that?
Well, I think that if you take a closer look at what really happened this time, you know, they said these states, Florida and Pennsylvania and North Carolina, were the key states, but if you look at what I've gathered, what happened is that in the rural states, that there was enough collectively of the rural states that voted for Trump, which gave me hope that the rural people in the rural areas, many of those who are maybe have their own farms, they have their own businesses, small mom and pops, whatever, that they came out in the hordes. And I think it was that won it for Trump, because, and those were landslides for Trump, like 2-1. Voting, but and that gives me hope, because our population, as a few years ago, more than 51% now live in the cities, and to me the whole and then that brings up the deal about sanctuary cities, that of course the whole political move is to get everybody into groupthink, and they want to destroy the individual, and that brings up Trump, because to me, I'm looking for him to stand up for the individual, okay? Because he's an individual businessman, and hopefully he's, you know, going to stand up for the individual. To the degree that he doesn't, is to the degree that I distrust him. And we don't know what's going to happen until it happens, because he can't really expose what he's going to do until he does it. And he is very mercurial in that way, where he could change his mind. And he's shown in the past where he's changed his mind because he kind of has to feign. He has to feign that he's going along with them to a point, but hopefully he's standing up for us. But I wanted to bring up this. So to answer your question, I think the rural areas were key in this election, because there was enough of them, that you add up all those votes and the electorals, and that swung it his way. So, but I want to bring up something. This whole deal about the sanctuary cities is that I read an article. And this acknowledged something that I've been saying for the last several weeks. I've called into a few of the shows, Stormfront and a few others, and about that my sense of this, there are 300 sanctuary cities. My sense of the sanctuary cities is one of the reasons why they have the sanctuary cities is for the voting issue and just in the create the groupthink, but also to harbor illegal immigrants to vote, because now they're allowed to vote, I guess. They were allowed to vote. But the other thing is, and this is dangerous, man, this is the destruction of our country from the inside out, and this is these drugs that are, the heroin and the meth. And I'm telling you, the heroin, well, heroin and cocaine, but mainly heroin and meth, but the heroin, we don't grow it in America. It comes from somewhere else. It's coming from the South, primarily, through Mexico. So I say that it's going to these sanctuary cities, and that the sanctuary cities are a cover for the drug operations of these cartels. And there's an article, it was on Newsmax, and I'm not really hip on Newsmax per se, but the article is good, and there's a video there of ex-INS special agent says sanctuary cities endanger lives and help heroin and cocaine cartels, and his name is Michael Cutler. Because this is when I find out about this, Farron, about back where I'm from in the rural areas, that the heroin is in the rural areas, that is just blowing my mind. I mean, tell me it's not showing up in your rural areas too.
Oh, it is. That's what I was going to say. I mean, I've lived in this area my whole life, and you only saw those kind of drugs if you were watching Law and Order on TV or something. You didn't get the local newspaper in this rural area and see people arrested for meth or for heroin, but you do now. And meth labs, I mean, and this is rural North Carolina.
Yeah,
and I can certainly agree. And it's been exposed, the CIA involved in drug smuggling. All this is on the record. But when you factor in the fact of the detrimental effect that has on society, has on the family, has on this younger generation, the incarceration, it is the destruction of the fabric of a society, and it's just another destruction. And I wouldn't have any problems believing that whatsoever. And also, that is one of the things that Jeff Sessions, I know we're, and I'm like you, we got to wait and see, and I fully agree, and I think that's a great point, Mark. While we're in this transition, we probably shouldn't read too much in and give him a chance till he gets in office and see what he does. But that is one of the things that Jeff Sessions has said that he would he was going to oppose as Attorney General was the sanctuary cities. It's interesting, Rahm Emanuel came out, Mayor of Chicago, and gave a big speech about how, everyone was welcome there, whether they were illegal or whatever. It was going to remain a sanctuary city no matter what. And look at the sad shape Chicago's in, and yet they're going to continue to follow this destructive policy. That just tells you what their agenda really is.
Yeah, and to go to the higher levels is who's keeping the gates, who's flipping the switches, who are letting the illegals in, Who's the ones making the decisions in these cities? 300 cities. Can you imagine that, Farron? 300. I didn't know there was that many. There's 300 sanctuary cities in these United States. 300. So who's making those decisions to promote that idea? Who's letting these drugs come in down the interstate highways? I mean, it's not, and it's at the higher level of our government, at the federal level, but it's also, they're coordinating with state governments. Because what they're doing back where I'm from is they're putting the squeeze on the local citizens, and the economy's going down. How do they expect, you know, how do they expect the local people to survive that? I mean, you can't just keep squeezing people as if they're like, you know, It's their income source to squeeze the citizenry for everything they've got and take their property, take their land, take their farm, take their mom and pop business, the seizure and forfeiture laws that are going rampant across the country. It's still happening. We just don't hear as much about it. But,
absolutely. I've got a question. A listener wants to know the name of that article again that you were quoting from.
Okay, it's on Newsmax, and it says, the title is X, it was 3 days ago, I think, X-INS Special Agent, and then it's colon, Sanctuary Cities Endanger Lives, Help Heroin and Cocaine Cartels. And it's a guy named Michael Cutler. He's the special agent. So,
wow.
Yeah, the...
that's amazing.
Somebody's flipping the switches, Farron, and that's the key. Who's behind this operation? This is a war strategy. This is a war strategy. It's not an in your face war, but it is war. They're destroying our nation from within by these sanctuary cities and running the drugs, and it's destroying our rural populations. Back when I was growing up, you might have heard of these really bad drugs, but you always thought about the big city, right? Oh, that's what those people in the big cities do, right? I never, ever thought that those hard drugs would come to the rural areas and destroy the rural little towns. I mean, it's just maddening, man. It's just maddening. But I'll leave you with that, Farron. I don't want to keep, in case there's somebody else, and I know you got to close out the show, but I am concerned, and I appreciate you again. I appreciate you bringing on Art, and Art, I appreciate you being out there and giving us your frontline report from how it's happening, and hope the people that are there are supporting you, and you guys are working it out and being harmonious and got your feet on the ground there, and that's good. We need to all stay in touch with that. But thank you, Farron.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate the phone call. Appreciate the kind words for Art, too, because that was a little bit of a departure for me, and I hoped everybody thought it was interesting. I thought it was interesting, and, you know, sometimes we need to mix it up a little bit. So, hey, thank you again for the phone call.
That's good.
Mark.
Thank you.
And, you know, that the story that I did a little earlier, it was on RT.com. It's on my website, thealternativemedia.com, where they're actually fining, the federal government of the United States is fining local sheriff's departments for not hiring illegal aliens into law enforcement. I mean, my God, the inmates have taken over the asylum. Let's go to Fred in Michigan. We're running out of time. He's been patiently holding. Fred, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
Hey, Brother Farron. Hey, thank you for providing the stellar intel data reports, especially the one that you just refer to. I'm going to be checking that out here locally. I've been here all my life in Flintstone, Leadwater, Michigan, which is 90% General Motors, what should we say, defected. Now it's infected as a sanctuary state and city. I mean, this is a locale where local radio talk shows will advertise Mexican businesses where the owner doesn't even speak English. The wife has to interpret for the husband who's the owner. Okay. And then,
wow,
fellow in Florida, man, Rick, I guess, I wish I had all of that guy's energy, man. If I did, and I advise Rick to do this, it sounds like he really wants to have a major impact in his world. So I advise him to get his hands on, say, the Talmud, for instance, that's Marianne Williamson referred to it as the Jewish Book of Wisdom. Andrew Carrington Hitchcock would most likely, and Tex Mars for sure, Michael Hoffman for sure. They have already described it as what a masterful a book of satanic wisdom. And I never knew this.
Hold that thought for me, Fred. Hold that thought. We got music. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break, and then we'll wrap it up. We'll be back in a moment.
Okay.
To listen to the Alternative Media with Perrin, joined by Fred in Michigan. Stay with us.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
We're back on the Alternative Media. I got Fred in Michigan. Go ahead, Fred, with your thoughts. We got just a couple of minutes.
Okay, brother. Back to Rick. He needs to get on with some really stellar intel, like this David Merlin that was just on here regarding Section 83 of the IR Code. It's clearly stated that in the provisions of Section 83, an income tax on your compensation is fraud, in essence. Section 83 describes the fact that your sweat equity labor compensation is not taxable. And, you know, it'd be great to get somebody with David Merlin's knowledge of Section 83 on to explain it all. That'd be one way for Rick, and also to go to the synagogue rabbis in his area with Ron McDonald's book. You know, Ron's on every Monday with John. They own it all, including you, by way of toxic currency. I'd ask Rick if he thinks he owns himself or if he thinks he owns anything that he possesses, because according to the stellar data there in that book, he doesn't. And he ought to go to the Talmudic rabbis, Brother Farron, as we all should with that book, and also Tex Mars's book, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star and Holy Serpent of the Jews, DNA Science. I mean, these Talmudic rabbis in these synagogues, man, what do you think they're preaching? Israel first? You know, what's it called? The Greater Israel, man. The Greater Israel. That's what's called the Global Village that Hildebeest Clintonista referred to regularly. It takes a village, right? Community, communitarianism. Lark in Texas, man, is all over this. He's got, I mean, the dean, the professor of everything you've been talking about here, the enemy within, Farron, is the same as the enemy without. Stanley Fisher and this guy from Goldman Satan Sachs, who's been selected by Donald to head up the U.S. Treasury, Mnuchin. We're, you know, he's a Talmudic Jew, just like Paulson was, just like Ben Shalom Bernanke and Robert Rubin and Lawrence Summers and Alan Greenspan, et cetera. Man, they're the masters of deceit, disaster, destruction, and global hegemony. I mean, this guy Woolsey, where do you think he's from that same alien group, man. The only thing they want us around for is to be their slaves, okay? Be their slaves in whatever capacity that serves our interest and serves their purposes. We have to break that cycle. We have to boycott them. I don't have Talmud Vision, okay, TV. I don't have Talmud Vision, okay? I don't go to their restaurants. I don't go to their jewelry stores, okay? I have as little interfacing as possible, man. And that's what we all need to do. And you're right, Farron. Support your local people. Support your local people.
Well, we're out of time, Fred. Thanks so much. I believe that Fred is right, though. We have got to expose this power. So many people don't know what the problem is. Thanks so much, Fred. Till next week, this is Farron saying, when they come for your guns, give them a lead. And when they come for your gold, give them a bullet first. And God help us all.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. I use your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN.
www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.